Bobby? Do you need anything else?
No.
I'm all set. That sounded good. It's good. Yeah, sounds tight. No, it's fine. It's fine. The balance is pretty good. You know, you guys aren't overbalancing us on some of the softer parts. And we have a couple of things to work on. We've got a couple of things to work on in the podium that we do Tuesday, but yeah, it's not fine.
And like I said, Drumline, I spoke to Roy. Roy will post on the Drumline page all the MP3s in attendance or in order. All right, so you get Killian, Celebration, and everything so you can practice at home.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, if you went on the closed group page, I wrote that little missalette there, and if you go over that, it pretty much tries to describe everything through through the the trip to York. Next thing we have is in 2 weeks, we get the St. Patrick's Day parade in Abington. We're only doing two parades this year, other than Plymouth, which we have to do. So, needless to say, we'd really appreciate as best attendance as we could. The parade's at 1 o'clock. We're going to be reporting at about 11:30, quarter to 12. I got to get in touch with John Stock to find out where we want to go, but 90% of the people here have been there before, so we're meeting in the same general area, right off of is it Route 53, I think it is, whatever that road is that takes you in there. So I'll give you directions and pinpoint exactly where we're going to meet them, but it'll be at 11:30, the parade's at 1 o'clock.
What are we wearing for that parade, Jimmy?
We are wearing our regular uniforms. Okay, so just bring your regular uniforms, and if it's really cold, we're putting jackets on over them. We're not going to have anyone come down with pneumonia. Okay, so again, regular uniforms. Remind you, best we know as far as March 23rd is the event the Boston Crusaders are running. It's no longer a Hall of Fame. It's a music festival or something. My best guess is we'll be going on sometime between 4 and 5. That's when I figured it's going to be. Show's over at 6 o'clock. I'm sure Boston's going on last. And then if you back off from there, so I think it's between 4 and 5. So she said that Cynthia said we'd get something this week with more specific times. As soon as I get that, I'll post it. On April 9th, 7th, I mean, as you know, that's our next full rehearsal. Instead of here, we're going to be in Everett. We're going to practice in the auditorium from 10 to 1:15. At 2 o'clock, we will be giving an exhibit in the auditorium. That's the day that they're honoring Charlie Poole, and there'll be all kinds of different percussion groups there and everything else. What I want is 40, 45 people going down on the bus. But as I said, I like to have a garment bag with a uniform in it. We're going to put it on the trailer that day, and what we're going to be wearing that day will be our red pullovers, the hats we gave out tonight, and dungarees, okay? Clean dungarees. And that'll be at 2 o'clock, and then you'll be out for the day. What I'd like is afterwards, anyone who lives in Rhode Island, south of here, that's going on the bus, and or sort of, I guess, west, if you want to stay after, I'd just like to talk to you about the possibility of a second spot, okay? Second pickup spot. Okay?
I think it would be that railroad station. And
well, we got another place we're going to talk about. Yeah, we'll talk about another.
And as to the parade, again, Jim mentioned if it's really cold, we'll wear coats. Well, I'm sure some people are going to probably wear, if they purchased, a North Star coat. So if it's at all possible, I don't need you to go out and buy anything. But we don't want to see purples and pinks and this, that, and the other. Maybe you got some long sleeve black sweatshirts or black sweatshirts or something like that. So if we do go to coats, at least we look, presentable, if you will, in black maybe. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, one last thing. In my when I was writing up about the hotel situation, there were three or four people approached me that didn't understand. If you paid your $25, that covers the entire trip. The only people that owe money to the Corps will be those people who are going down Friday night and staying in the room. Those people will owe us the cost of the room. The hotel wants us to book everything for Friday and Saturday. So there might have been some confusion there. It's only the people going down Friday and staying over Friday that will owe an additional amount over and above the $25. We don't know the exact amount. The rooms are $119. We suspect with the tax it will be around $130. and it's a pretty upgrade hotel that we're staying in, so it should be pretty good, okay?
That exhibition, whatever you said.
Yeah.
The jeans, what kind of sneakers does Edlin, does that?
Well, try probably black shoes, I guess, probably a good black shoes.
Yeah, if you got black shoes and a decent pair of dungarees for Everett.
Yeah, that's
and then your polo shirt and the ball cap.
Okay.
Where's the first button? Where's the first stop?
The first stop we think is gonna be at the old Ramada Inn or right there in Woburn. At probably 6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Then we're looking at somewhere at 7:15 maybe on the South Shore somewhere to get the people from the South Shore, Connecticut, and wherever else. And that's what Jim will discuss.
Yeah. Okay, has everyone else had any other questions? I'll keep trying to post things as I get more, more items about the different events, okay? Thank you. But if you live south and you're on the bus, please just come over and I'd like to just run a few things by you, okay?
Warm down.
Okay, one warm
down.
Okay, sorry.
Gonna warm down.